Do we make politics or a political stance a part of our personal brand and platform? This is something that I have been meditating on, thinking about for really, honestly, the last couple of years, but more and more as I am stepping into my voice, stepping into my space, and also as we are in this point in history that is just so, you know, everybody's getting involved and as they should be. So I have been kind of wrestling with this, like, do I get myself into this position where I am talking more and more about the way that I think, what I believe? Do I stay silent on certain things? How do I put myself out there as a coach and as a course creator? And I wonder if you might be thinking the same thing, if you might be wondering how much to share, wondering how to make that decision, wondering what the backlash might be for one thing or the other, and just kind of wondering how to put yourself out there. And so I want to address some of the things that I have found for myself personally so that you can go forward and make the decision that's right for you and your brand and your mission and the direction in which you're going. Welcome to Your Intentional Life, the show for online course creators and coaches ready to live on their terms. I'm Brittany Bailey, and I'm here to help you get intentional about your marketing and mindset so you can do just that. So far, I've built a thriving six-figure business from the ground up and worked with some of the top internet marketing minds out there. But I'm not done yet, and I have a feeling you aren't either. So let's jump right in and get on with today's episode. Okay, so like I said, I have been wondering this a lot recently, and it's not just, you know, do I do this or do I not do this, or to what extent do I do this? It's what responsibility do I have as a person who has some small, tiny following, some level of people paying attention to me, what I'm posting online, what I'm posting on Instagram, what my podcasts are on even, right? What responsibility do I have? And I have looked at a lot of people who I have followed for years. I have looked at people who I have kind of just recently started to follow, and I have noticed that people fall on an entire spectrum, right? Some people who I'm very, very close to have taken a stance all in, and they are, their Facebook is predominantly things about what's going on in the world, what's going on in America specifically, right? Some people have done the exact same thing, but they're on the other side of the fence, right? Some people are a little more reserved, but you know, you still know what they believe. Some people have t-shirts that talk about what they believe, right? We have this big spectrum of people and personal brands responding to what's going on in the world. And so I've kind of felt this, like, how do I find my place in this? What is the best thing for me? And so what I have come to realize is that ultimately, whatever I choose, I have to choose with intention. And so I have recognized that when I post anything about anything in this climate, right, there's going to be some level of response that's going to require me to go in and defend what I believe, go in and clarify what I was saying, go in and weed out messages of people who strongly disagree with what I say, go in and heart messages from people who say yes, thank you, etc., right? There is some level of energy that is going to go into this thing that I'm doing, right? This live that I'm doing, this post that I'm doing, whatever. There's a level of energy that's going to need to be sustained for a period of time. It's not just one thing. I put it out there and then I move on, right? Really, what needs to be happening when we're talking about these things is dialogues, right? It's not just a political post and then you leave. It's a political post and then you have 200 comments to deal with, and then you have messages, and then you have people reaching out to you, right? Recognizing that it's not one thing. It's not one time, one period that you're doing. It's a whole energy thing that you are earmarking. You're saying, okay, I'm reserving this part of my energy. I'm reserving this much energy for this thing. And it is likely worth it, right? It is likely worth it. Maybe it's something that you feel very strongly about. Maybe it's something that you want to have these dialogues with. But we have to recognize going in, this is not a regular post. It's not a regular post in which you're going to get comments and comments that you can just go through and like, go through and put little GIFs in, right? This is going to require a level of energy that is different than the rest of your content strategy. And so I think knowing that going in is very helpful when you're thinking about A, what to post, or what topic to address, et cetera, right? Or B, how often to be addressing it, right? Because like I said, I see people who it seems to be every post or every second post, right? That's 50% of their energy that they are now dedicating to that response, to that outcry, to that, everything that comes from that, right? So as you're looking at it, like with your CEO hat on, your business hat on, understand that this is going to require more energy than any other piece of content that you're putting out, right? And so that I think that that's an important thing to say, because yes, there's so much emotion and there's so much everything that's, it's a very charged thing, no matter what you're talking about politically, right? It's very charged. And so a lot of times it's like, well, this is something that I have to talk about personally. Great, talk about it. But we also have to recognize from the business side of things, this is going to take more in your day, more in your energy, more in your inbox, more in your comment section than other posts, other things that you're putting out. So I think that that's important to say. I have also noticed that there are people in my feed who I follow who are not very outspoken. They're not out there very much talking about these things. But the reason that they're not doing it is not because they are scared to speak up. They're not sitting there going, biting their tongue. And I know because I've talked about this. I'm not making assumptions. They're not sitting there biting their tongue saying, oh, I wish I could speak up about this, but I'm scared. I'm scared of the backlash. I'm scared of what people are going to say, right? I do not think that that is a good place to operate from, right? They're operating from a place of, I'm not addressing this because I think that my energy is better served pouring into this thing. If I can give people the tools they need to do X, Y, and Z, they can make their own assumptions. They're free to have critical thought. They're not in survival mode. They're free to make their own decisions. They're free to start critically thinking about what's going on, right? They're serving the masses in a different way, and they have decided to direct their energy towards that versus towards this. So honestly, it's really about whatever you choose, whatever decision you make, make it with intention. Make it with the understanding of what you're getting into, not just about the topic that you're talking about, but from another level as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, understanding what this decision means, not, you know, am I going to lose followers because I said this, but am I in a place to want to dedicate this much energy into this? Am I in a place to want to have these interactions in my comment section? If you are, great. If you are not, think about how to serve the masses, how to serve your audience in a way that empowers and equips them to make decisions for themselves, in a way that empowers them to challenge the norms, empowers them to look at things and say, maybe this isn't right. Maybe we were doing this wrong, right? Support your audience in a way that allows them to go and do these things. You don't necessarily have to be the one out there talking about it, but you are giving people the tools they need to go out and talk about it, to go out and have these conversations, to go out and vote, to go out and determine what they believe, right? There's different ways to go about this, and it depends on where you want to spend your energy. It depends on where you want to invest your time and how you want to serve. There is not one way to serve. There is not one way to do the right thing. I firmly believe that. We are all here with unique talents, gifts, with unique perspectives and ways that we view the world. And we have unique ways to talk to the people who follow us, right? So one person who is out there and bold and has t-shirts that tell people exactly what they believe and wants to have those conversations in stores and talk about it, that's fantastic. If you are not that person, that's also fantastic because you have another set of skills that is going to serve the people who follow you, the people who are attracted to you, So don't make it about being like somebody else. Don't make it about being loud because you think you're, quote, supposed to be loud. Make a decision with intention about where you want to spend your energy and how you want to serve your audience. I think that that's critical to talk about. And I also think that it's critical for us to talk about the fact that a lot of things, especially online, a lot of times we forget that actions speak louder than words. It seems like a lot of times people kind of have to come out with these like statements, like, this is what I believe about what's going on here. This is what I believe about this. When in reality, if you actually just pay attention to how somebody is living, you will know what they believe, right? You will know how they're, based on how they're responding to what's going on, even if they're not saying a word, you can sometimes tell, a lot of times you can tell what somebody is thinking, what somebody is doing, the example that they are setting. So oftentimes, even if you have determined, okay, this is not where I want to put my energy as a CEO, but I do want to do this, that doesn't mean that you have to shy away from doing what you're doing or that you have to change the way that you're living, right? You can say a lot without saying anything. And so I think that that's something to pay attention to, because a lot of times social media, it's like you have to come out with like a statement, or you have to like have a rant on Instagram, or you have to, you know, have a whole Facebook feed for people to determine what you believe. You have to have a t-shirt on, but you don't. It's very, very much actions that are speaking louder than words, right? A lot of the conversations that I've had with people who have chosen to be less vocal, less on the offensive about topics that are going on, I just noticed things that they were doing. And I messaged them. I was like, what's going, like, what are you kind of thinking? Like, what's going through your head? And we had some great conversations about that. And they didn't say a word. I just noticed what they were doing, right? And so it's very, very important, I think, to recognize that you can say a lot without saying anything. And that might be a way to get your point across. It might be a way for you to put out what you believe without actually doing it, without actually having those statements. And then, of course, you're always creating your content. You're creating products that support people. You're doing all the other things, right? But you also are saying something. You're always saying something. You're always, always saying something. So remember that actions are always speaking louder than words. I also have noticed for myself that there are a few hard stances that I have taken, and I have kind of put those in a different category when it comes to my like content strategy, right? When something happens around a certain situation, for instance, one of them for me is women's rights, right? Women's rights. When everything was going on at the beginning of this year and with COVID and with everything, there was a couple of states, there was Texas, there was Alabama, Florida, even for a brief period of time, that shut down all of the, quote, non-essential business, but non-essential medical things, procedures, right? And they deemed abortion as non-essential. And I was furious about this, right? I'm reading these articles of women who are standing in line. I'm reading articles of doctors who are trying to get procedures done early in the day, trying to fit as many people as possible. It was this whole thing, right? And it wasn't talked about as much because there was just so much going on. But women's rights are something that I always take a hard stance on. When there's something that's happening, that's something that I will always come out and talk about, right? It's something that I feel strongly about in a way that I also feel like I want to dedicate energy to it, like we were talking about earlier. So I've noticed that there's that, of course, human rights as a whole, right? Human rights as a whole, we've had so many issues start, well, we've always had issues, but starting from the top of this year, we've had a lot more issues coming to light, I should say. And so there's certain things that I have found myself wanting to talk about more, address more, because they're very specific topics that are coming up, right? As a general rule, I'm not like, hey, let's debate politics on my page, right? But when there's certain things coming up, yes, we want to talk about it. There's current events coming up. Yes, I want to talk about it. I push pause on my normal MO, on my normal content strategy, and I direct all my energy at that. It's an intentional decision, right? But it's not something that's necessarily ingrained into my platform. Does that make sense? It's a different thing. It's more of a, hey, let's hit pause and talk about spotlight this issue versus I see a lot of people now, it's like the political stance is just their, it's very much part of their platform. Like they're talking about content pillar number one, number two, number three is politics, right? For me, that's not the case, but there are current events, there are things that are happening in which I do want to talk about, in which I do want to step in on. Human trafficking is another one, right? When everything happened with Operation Underground Railroad, Tim Ballard's organization, and Tim went and talked to Trump and he lost a bunch of supporters, I came out and said that was ridiculous. I came out and said, if you hate Trump more than you hate human trafficking, it's a surefire sign that you have lost your way. And so I took a very strong stance on that, right? We upped our donation, our monthly donation on Operation Underground Railroad. I have a highlight on my Instagram reel that talks about Operation Underground Railroad, right? Taking very hard stances on certain things. So I would encourage you to just look and see, are there certain things that I do want to address when a current event comes up? So you just know that, hey, we're going to hit pause. Your team knows we're going to hit pause when something like this comes to light. And we're going to address that. We're going to talk about that. And then we're going to go back to more what we were doing, right? It's kind of a different strategy than making it part of your every single day life, right? I have noticed, this is my last point. I have noticed that a lot of the advice when it comes to this kind of thing, because I did a lot of research before I recorded this, I did a lot of research in general because I was wanting to determine the best thing for me. And a lot of the advice out there is that polarization is so important. It's so important to be polarizing. It's so important to have the people who you want to, who like fully resonate, fully identify with you and your mission and your brand and your everything, right? It is. It's definitely important to have those people. But I think what gets missed is that polarization happens always. Polarization is happening naturally all the time, all around us, right? We have kind of come to recognize polarization as you have to be wearing something that says like, this is what I believe. And then someone has to be like, no way. And then that's polarization. But no, polarization could just be like, oh, they curse. I'm not a big cursor. I'm going to listen to a different podcast episode, right? Polarization is always happening. So I would encourage you that of all the advice that I've given in this, of all the things that I've gone through, I would really, really pay attention and make sure that you are not doing anything for the sake of just polarization in general, that you're not talking about it, or you're not talking about it more than you normally would, or not making decisions based on polarization. Polarization happens naturally. It's going to happen no matter what you're talking about, no matter what you're doing. Yes, it might happen more dramatically in certain cases, right? It might happen more dramatically in certain cases, but if you are just living your life, if you're producing consistent content over and over and over again, it doesn't happen if you're not doing anything. Nothing happens if you're not doing anything. But if you're putting content out over and over and over again, I can polarize people just by the way I write an email. The fact that I write an email with the call to action first, that's going to polarize some copywriters. They're going to be like, no way, that's not how you do it, right? That's going to polarize some people who are like, I have no idea what you're talking about. No thanks, right? You're going to polarize people if you're just putting out content, right? People resonate with what you're doing or what you're not doing. So don't do anything just for the sake of polarization. Don't take that advice. Go in and just determine, where do you want to put your energy? Where can you be of best service for the people who are following you? And how can you show up in an authentic way? Because that's really what it is, right? The important thing isn't to shove our beliefs down someone's throat. It's to demonstrate critical thinking. It's to demonstrate being intentional. It's to raise questions, step into the space that people might be scared to step into, and lead by example. That's it. That can be actions louder than words. It can be coming out and making it part of your platform. It can be coming out and only spotlighting certain events. It can be staying quiet and donating the crap out of things. It can be whatever it is for you. There is no right or wrong way, but you have to understand what it is for you. You have to do the work and think about, what do I want to be? What kind of entrepreneur do I want to be? What do I want to stand for? This is something that I'm continually doing. I'm sure it's something that we will talk about more and more and more as time goes on. But I wanted to come on and talk about this now because it's something that's been on my heart. It's something that's been in my head as I'm going through, you know, this second half of 2020, right? There's just been so much, and I've been talking to course creators and coaches and experts trying to determine, like, what is the best way for us to move forward? How do we connect with our audience in authentic ways? So that's what I have for you guys. Hopefully this is helpful, and hopefully you are already having these thoughts, are already having this internal dialogue, have already wondered these things. I love you guys. I always want to be here. I always want to be here to serve you. I always want to be here to have these discussions and talk. If you want to hit me up on Instagram, you always can. It's at Brittany Bailey, or my email is hello@brittanybailey.com. I hope you guys are having an awesome day whenever you're listening to this, and we'll talk soon. Thanks for hanging out with me on this episode of Your Intentional Life. If you liked what you heard, please leave a review and rating wherever you're listening to this. To learn more about all the ways I can support you in your intentional life, head over to brittanybailey.com.